Aloha. This is Talk Story. I'm Cindy Paulos. Happy to be with you. Talk Story is Maui's longest running talk show, about 32 years worth of talking. And that's a lot of talking. Let me just tell you, lots and lots and lots of talking. I am very excited to have here with me two wonderful people. An old friend of mine's back. Yay! Tommy Russo's here.
Yeehaw.
And a new friend of mine, John Sam Weiss. And we're going to call you Sam in this particular case. Sam Weiss and Tommy, we had a wonderful meeting discussing the emergence of this rather massive publication of Maui Times about to emerge after, how long has it been, a year?
About 15 months, I think.
15 months. And in that time, a lot of planning and I guess a collaboration taking place between you and Sam. Can you tell us what and how you decided to come back? And it's I think, rather impressive how you have decided to reemerge at this point, because most people are kind of slowly emerging after being gone, and you're coming back with a bang.
Right. Well, you know, it's all really, you know, Sam is the one is breathing new life into this thing. Mm-hmm. After 20-something years, Maui Time, you know, died, you know, paused due to COVID. And Sam wanted to, you know, let's get back here and let's get it back going. And, you know, with an opportunity like that for our community and for all of us to be involved in such a special journalism project, it's something that we're just really excited to get back out in everybody's hands, and we're getting close.
How did you two meet? What was the thing that brought you two together here?
We met at different newspaper conferences. I started my paper very similar to Maui Time, but a paper for a town in Colorado a couple years before Tommy, and we were equally, you know, feisty and independent. In fact, our name of our paper was the Colorado Springs Independent. And we've admired Maui Time for a long time and vice versa. I was one of the people over on the Big Island during the pandemic. I wanted to live there. And since we were working remotely, it sounded like a great place to live. And so I was there, and I came over to visit some other friends, called Tommy. We went to Milagros, and he had just paused publishing of Maui Time. And I realized that his paper was superb in investigative reporting, was superb in arts and entertainment culture, but it had been undercapitalized because Tommy was just right from the get-go. He started the paper with $3,000 20-some years ago. And I realized there was a very viable market. And we are coming back with a monthly print publication, which we're mailing to every single household and every single business on all three islands in Maui County. And then we're going to be also putting 22,000 copies on the street for everyone, but particularly visitors.
So you're publishing over 100,000 of, you're going to actually print.
78,000. We're printing 78,000 copies.
78,000 is a lot of money.
And it's a lot of money, but it's worth it. We believe this island needs a publication that is for everyone. And before, we are going to expand our mission. We're going to be covering more business articles than Maui Time did. We're going to be covering down the road. We're looking for some sports reporters, fishing, surfing. We will be doing a lot of opinion and other things. But we really believe this community is in need of an additional news source. The more the merrier. We need different aspects of it. And so we believe the market's here, and we believe the timing's right, and we've gotten tremendous response from the community. Our first issue is coming out September 16th, and it's 10 days away, and we're excited.
I am so happy you brought in a little bit of a preview. I got a chance to just now look at what you've done. And I have to say, Tommy, I mean, I've known Maui Time for a long time. I've known you for a long time. I've always enjoyed reading it. But I kind of knew that this new emergence was coming, and your collaboration with Sam here. I didn't realize until I actually looked at it how big and how extensive and thorough the stories and the articles were going to be. And I have to really, truly say it blows my mind. It's a very, very big publication with lots of stories. And this new issue's coming out in a week. Mm-hmm. How many pages do you expect it to be?
We're at 48 pages right now, but what's also nice is that we're coming back stitched and trimmed, which means that if you look at the cover, you know, the colors will go all the way to the edge of the paper. There won't be a part that doesn't have ink and has a ragged edge. So it'll all be trimmed off, kind of like a magazine style. We also have staples in the binding, so the papers won't blow away so easily and kind of hold together as a complete package. We're coming back at 48 pages, so it's going to be a nice little surprise in everybody's mailbox.
So you had some big issues that included when you did the best of and some of those, but this is even bigger than those, isn't it?
I think our best of, we were in the 80 pages, 88. I think we may even, I think 88 was our largest editions for best of. So,
but not as many articles as this one has.
Well, this has reporting, you know.
A lot of stories. They're really in-depth stories that people haven't seen covered anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, we put together a little newsroom, so we're going for it.
Can you give us an idea, and everyone listening, an idea of what you're going to be covering in this first edition?
Well, I mean, we're trying to cover, you know, there's a lot of timing issues. We're launching the website. We've got our monthly print publication, and you know the time that's been taken to put that together, and you know the freshness of news stories. There's all these different balancing that's going on. So there's stories on our economy, on tourism, on what families are going through to live here on island. We've got some great interviews on with local musicians and local venues, and you know, just some really neat things to really spread out and just really show some of the talent and skills of our new staff, of our new editorial staff.
You cannot forget your wife.
Oh yeah, Jennifer's back. Jennifer's back, and she's anchoring the food and beverage section.
And
still.
It's good. It's interesting articles in there.
Yep.
On that, and I did see one, and I think I did check and see if it's okay. I mentioned it. I was so glad that you found a way to cover what's going on with our little homeless camp there. As you're heading to Kanaha, anyone that's gone down there seen what is happening there. And it is mind-blowing. And it's something that, of course, as I've gone down there to go to walking at Kanaha Beach, as I do often, I've seen it grow and kind of makes me really wonder what's going on. And you had the nerve to actually get someone down there to do a story about it and an in-depth article on it.
Yep. It's there's a lot of facets to that story. And I think we were able to cover a few of them in that piece for sure.
One of the things that I'm most proud of is that when we launched the paper, many people said, you have to go off island to hire people. There's just not people on the island. And every person on our staff has connections to Maui. Three quarters of our staff were either born here or have lived here a decade or more. You can't cover Maui without being from Maui.
Yeah.
I could never do this paper with Tommy if there wasn't a Maui time. I can help out with newspaper expertise and financing and structuring, but we're building on the foundation of Maui Time. But we've changed the name from Maui Time to Maui Times. We've added an S because we're doing everything Maui Time did, but we have the resources to do it right. And this means we have right now a 5-person newsroom. And one of the things that for me, people said there was nothing going on here because of COVID. We have over 200 different events that are coming up that are part of listings. And that's only going to grow in the coming months. But our goal is not just news. We will provide you what you're going to spend your most valuable item on, which is your free time with your families. And we also have puzzles and some fun things because we want to be your one-stop shop. Right now, many people don't take the daily newspaper. and we believe that we are going to be their main source of news, and we take that responsibility very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And we are very excited, and knock on wood, we'll look at back at a year from now at this 48 pager and say that was a really good beginning. But we're going to be growing, and we are going to be getting tremendous support from advertisers who need a way to reach people. And there's all sorts of ways right now, but print is still a very effective vehicle. So is radio. So is the internet.
Will be going to the internet as well.
Yeah, we'll be going to the internet. One thing about Maui, which is different than any place I've seen, is there's no really good commercial radio TV stations. Most places, all the TV stations come out of Oahu. And so we see there's a void here, and we help to fill this void.
Yeah. And I have to say, when I looked at it, it was like, wow, this is a whole new imaging of Maui Times. But at the same time, you brought back some of the things people loved. I noticed that Abra is going to be, is that right? Abra's going to be back again? You're bringing that back?
Yeah, Abra's back. This edition, we'll be running some classic ones from the past and then putting out a request for people to send in their fresh ones. So there won't be any fresh new ones, but we've got a few good ones, oldies but goodies.
What's it like trying to do a publication like this, which is so much work, very labor intensive, without the fact that you really had been redesigning and redoing it when people might have had certain expectations of the way it was to now the way it is, which is quite different than the way it was? There's many more articles in here than what you used to have, right?
You know, if it was less, then that would be an issue, but more usually isn't. I mean, we're giving people more. We're putting it in their mailbox. We're giving them, we raise the bar quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, we're excited with, we're one of the largest newspapers in the state of Hawaii. We're definitely the largest product on Maui. And we'll be that overnight after, a prehistory of a generation or so. So it's fun. It's exciting to be able to do the good work that we've set out to do. We're also a nonprofit now.
Mm. That's big.
And so that's kind of that's something.
What's the name of the nonprofit?
Maui Times.
Maui Times. It's great.
And
does that tie in with how you can have all these community events and listings, et cetera? Is that part of that? No?
We're nonprofit because we believe newspapers are part of, very similar to a public library or a community resource. And eventually we are going to be, our goal is to be the publication here for decades to come. And it should be community controlled. And we are in the process of, we're doing everything at once, but we are very committed to making this a community controlled publication. And to do that, you can do it as a for-profit, but we're doing it as a nonprofit. And down the road, we're going to be seeking support from foundations, and we'll be seeking support from individuals. But right now, we want to show you what we're doing before we ask for any funds. But we're we're going to make it on our own. And then we want to give back to the community. We'll be donating ads or discounted ads to lots of nonprofits. There's a lot of really great nonprofits on Maui, and they need word getting their stories out. And once we get our legs under us a little bit, we're going to be promoting a lot of their great work.
So I guess the big obvious question that might be existing is, in this day and age, a lot of people have said that print is dead. You are a man who's been involved in this business for a long time, right, Sam? And so you're bucking the system when you say, well, when so many papers have closed, what made you buck the system and say, hey, no, okay, print isn't dead. We can do it, and we can do it well, and we can make it bigger and better than ever. That's a big, bold move.
It actually is less bold than you think. Local community newspapers that focus on providing local stories written by local people is really popular. You can either make money on circulation, or you can make money on advertising, or you can try to make money on both. we are going the route that if we put it in your mailbox and it's a good-looking publication, it has articles, literally, there's something in it for everyone, we will be picked up and it will be read and will be reread, and people are going to save us. What am I going to be doing? What's the music coming up? What's the theater coming up? Where can I audition? All this different information. So people are going to come back over and over again and look at the issue. And newspapers are being picked up. The free is the more important than the print. And some people only like it online, but most people like a print product. And if it's mailed to your home, and you'll keep it. And not everyone, but maybe 75-85% of the people will read it. And it's expensive, but the post office is called saturation mailing, and it's very inexpensive for us to get the paper into people's hands. It's affordable, and the more people read the paper, the better the ads will work. So the people will renew their ads and more people will buy ads, and it's a very much a virtuous circle. And so it's working in other places. The segment of the newspaper business that's growing is the local community newspaper. That's one area. The large daily papers and some of the large weeklies are not working. Mm-hmm. But microjournalism was what it's called. And Maui, for being such a huge place, is still less than 200,000 people. And that's a small community.
When I was thinking about this online, you know, and what we see some people going more and more online, we're seeing this a lot, right? Versus what you're doing, which is like more like a magazine. This particular first issue, that first full issue, it actually has enough to, and more than most magazines that would be out on Maui. There are more articles in here than that, which, of course, I see if you just go online, a lot of people are trained to go online and look at one or two stories. I really wonder sometimes when I look up a story in the Honolulu Advertiser or some other places, I may read two or three stories. I don't know how much real studies have been done on this, but when I see people who decide to do a program for an event, a big event like a festival online, I don't know if people actually go more than, you know, 10 pages in, if you're lucky, 10 pages in. So I do think in something like this, I know I would keep something like this out and read it, and that's what's valuable. Did you go into this first issue and the idea of this more like a magazine, or it's not at all like what people would think of like a regular community print that we've known? It's much more intensive. So is the idea to keep it like something you would keep there, like a magazine format? I mean, because you're doing a lot of work on this.
We're a little bit of everything. We are long-form journalism, where we ask multiple people. Our goal is not to cover both sides of an issue. Our goal is to cover all sides of an issue. Very few issues just have two sides. So we have reporters and editors, and we ask questions and we go back, and it's not daybook stories. The other thing which we have not talked about, because it's going to be daily, we're going to be a daily digital company. We haven't quite figured out what that is yet, but we have five reporters and freelancers and copy editors and designers, and we are going to have the absolute best source of what to do this weekend, what's to do today, what are you going to do. And so we are going to have great, our digital product will be very much an equal and complementary. So the publication is more long form and think pieces or things to plan things out. Hey, what's coming up 6 weeks from now? What do I want to plan? And the digital daily will be fairly much a typical digital news source, quick hits, a few long pieces, and everything is evolving. We're listening to people, and we're very much wanting to hear from the community. We want to know what the community wants, but what we've seen so far is there's a hunger for real news. They say information is power, But the contrary is also true. A lack of information leaves you powerlessness. Mm. And so we are going to provide another source. There's other sources here, but we're going to provide in-depth information, and both on news and culture. And we're also going to have fun aspects of it. Everything from Abra to puzzles to games and quizzes and stuff like that. But this is our first issue. And the second issue and third issue and fourth issues, we are sure are going to be bigger and better. We're just not exactly sure how they're coming because we're waiting to hear from the people. And just to let you know, we're making a plug. We have about five openings right now. We have about five openings we're looking to fill right
now.
I'm
glad you brought that up because I'm hoping people listening realize there's an opportunity, and many people would love to get involved in journalism. Mm-hmm. Would love to, right? And the idea of, if you've watched any of those great old movies that have been made about how journalism works and makes a difference, you know, this is the opportunity to make a difference here on Maui. So you're looking for what kind of people to fill what kind of positions?
From a news point of view, we're really looking for sports reporters, both to cover high school sports and everything to do with aquatic sports, from swimming to canoeing to sailing to kite surfing. It's a very interesting thing. So we're looking for both that aspect. We're looking for some arts and culture reviewers. These are all freelance people. Mm-hmm. We're also looking for a couple columnists. We'd like somebody to cover county governments with an opinion. Mm. We will have opinion pieces, and they will be labeled opinion, and you'll hear it. We will also, our news is news, and our news's goal is to give everyone their best foot forward, and so you can make your own decision. We also have two sales positions opening. We have a sales department of 3.5 people, and we need 5.5, and then we are going to be looking for an executive editor. I'm filling that role short term, but we need somebody. So all the openings will be listed in the paper this week.
So I have to say, in the past, Maui Time, in the past, with our friend who's now also doing FaceTime or some kind of video over there, always was fearless in taking a rather bold stance, and that is under the editorial division. You know, now we have never seen more division than we've seen with the people who are vaxxers and anti-vaxxers, the masters and anti-maskers, the freedom people, and all the people involved in that. So how are you going to be able to take a side as boldly as you did before, Tommy Russo?
That's your take, Tommy.
Oh, I'm not touching that question at all. Sam, if you want to talk about the vaxxers and anti-vaxxers, that is all on you, but I am going to stay. Sam, I think, has strong opinions on both sides. Sam, what are those?
So let me just tell you what we're doing and use a different thing. We will, for climate change, we were going to allow everyone their best foot forward.
This is political.
But I will get back to the vaxxers. Our goal is to give everyone their best foot forward. Uh-huh. We will then say 99.5% of all scientists and people and all these studies believe that the world is getting warmer, and of the last 20, the 20 hottest years have been in the last 20 years or whatever the facts are. We will allow the anti-vaxxers, the people who don't want their kids vaccinated, to give their point of view. We'll have the medical community point of view. And then if we weigh in, which we may very well do, we will weigh in on our editorial page. I am very much pro, I'm vaccinated. I respect people who aren't vaccinated for their opinions. But for me, it's a no-brainer. That when you look at the risk reward, if I believed what the anti-vaxxers were saying, I wouldn't get vaxxed either. But I've looked at the science. Everyone needs to make their own decision. Mm-hmm. And our goal is to treat everyone with respect. Our goal, you will know where we stand but we will let everyone put their best foot forward, and we feel very strongly about that.
But how do you decide what the best foot forward is?
No.
Sometimes they say there's no best foot that I've been seeing lately.
We want each person, each point of view, to say they covered us fairly.
Okay.
They did the fair quote. Okay. They didn't take something out of context.
Mm-hmm.
For the global warming, we will say, hey, whatever the reason is, man did not cause global warming. We will allow them to say it. And then we will, from my point of view, we'll provide evidence that refutes it. And then you can weigh, our goal is so you can make your own decisions. Everyone has a point of view, and that's fine. You can only have one set of facts. And so we are fact-based. Truth matters, facts matter. But, you know, for me, there's also, I'm going to date myself, but I believe sometimes the government has not been truthful to the American people. I don't believe we were truthful about some of the wars we got into. I don't believe we were not truthful about some of the medical experiments. I am open to saying the establishment is wrong. We want to question authority, but that doesn't mean the authority is wrong, but we need to ask them questions. We're also 100% committed to making sure all points of view, including the voices that are often unheard. One of the things when you mentioned the story about Kahana Beach and the people in front of the sewer plant, which is, for me, mind-boggling that mm-hmm. they would put people by a sewer plant that stinks.
But they didn't do it. The people did it.
No, but I'm just saying, but whatever it is. But the people did it, but there's better options. But we interview government officials. We interview the people in the camps. And I can tell you, the people in the camps, many of them don't want to live in government-mandated housing with government rules.
Which is going to be happening. Is it about a week or so that they're going to?
It could happen. It could not. But we respect many of the people who are homeless because their job, their wages did not keep up with the price of housing. We've been talking about this.
We'll segue into that because I'm glad in this issue you go into what's happened with people now being able not afford to live on Maui, which includes the cost of housing, real estate, and how it's spinned out of control and what brought that up. That's a huge subject, which a lot of people haven't really been able to delve into, and I applaud you mm-hmm. for taking that subject on because I've been subject to that subject. And I know many people are. It's changing the whole face of Maui as we're seeing more people with a lot of money coming in from outside and the people here selling their houses to make the money and then leaving because you can't get anything that you can afford mm-hmm. On a regular person's salary.
We have a heartbreaking story of a family with historic generation ties in Maui, and they're picking up and moving to Reno because they can get the same salary in Reno, and they can buy a house for $310,000.
And you can't here.
They can't do that with a family of four.
No.
Four kids.
No.
And they just, it's not going to work. Yeah. And we have the resources. Maui needs to figure out who is Maui for. Is Maui for the people who live here, or is Maui for the people who are moving here for second homes? And those are the decisions that have to be made.
Yeah.
And we're not going to make the decisions. We're going to be a communication vehicle. And one of the things which we won't do because we're a nonprofit is we will not endorse. We won't vote for or against candidates running for office.
Oh, Tommy, did you hear that, Tommy?
No, but we can, but we'll cover things in some way. But that's one of the requirements of being a nonprofit.
Yeah.
But we will inform people. We can do voter guides and information.
Uh-huh.
But for us, but there's, you know, there's.
What about best ofs? Are you going to have any best ofs?
We are going to have 150 best ofs. No, I'm kidding you. We are definitely doing best ofs. We're bestly bringing everything back. And down the road, we may print more than monthly. We're launching monthly because we're getting our feet wet.
You got new yes.
We have new racks.
Racks?
A friend of ours, in their paper went belly up a year ago, and we bought. Tommy went over there and shipped the racks. We bought 250 racks in newspaper boxes, and that cost about $1,500, and it was about $7,500 to ship them over here.
No, you didn't do his carry-on.
Yeah, you can't. Well, we could. But we're learning about Maui, but we are going to do a first-class job because that's what Maui deserves, and we believe people are going to reward us. The trick is if readers like the content, advertisers will like the readers.
Well, I have my next guest on the line, and at Deidre Teagarden. I'll be right with you, Deidre. I just want to say thank you. Thank you and thank you. It's really been a pleasure talking to you, Sam. And I know how busy you are. You're getting it down to the wire to get your publication out, which is going to be next week, right?
Yeah, the 16th, it will be out everywhere. And we want to thank you. People on Maui don't realize how unique it is to have a real local radio station with real live people in it. Where back in the mainland where I am, we have people almost everywhere else but our city telling us the weather. You can look outside and see the weather. We have people, most of our DJs are thousands of miles away.
I'm here.
You're here.
I'm live.
And it's clear, and it's such a resource, and we look forward to partnering with you in the weeks, months, and years ahead.
I do, too, and thank you so much, both of you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Cindy.
Thank you, Cindy.
Good job. Good job on this.
Thank you.